Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
To beat Mix, and it's time to whack him instead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, whack it's Wacky Wednesday.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
For some reason, I thought it was a Thursday, and I was going to turn down for that.
I'm glad you're really paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's been that kind of day, and we'll have to see if maybe Steve will get whacked today or not.
Whack it.
Yeah. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Josh in Arlington to take you on. Josh, are you there?
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right, Steve. Get out of here. For those playing at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
No hawks.
Nice. Frank Herbert, author of the Dune series, was born in which Pacific Northwest city?
Portland?
No.
Seattle?
No.
Olympia?
No. What 2 snacks are mentioned in Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Peanuts and hot dog?
No.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack?
Yes. What year of the early 2010s did the first Frozen movie come out?
2010?
No.
2011?
No.
2012?
No. Paul Pierce was a known professional at what sport?
Basketball.
Yes. The food chain Chipotle was founded in what decade?
90s?
Yes. Musician Drake is from which Canadian city?
Toronto?
Yes. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of what number?
10?
No.
100?
No.
1,000?
No. In poker, what is the second strongest hand you can get?
4 of a kind.
No.
Straight flush?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
Not too shabby.
No, nope, nope, right down
not
there in the
great.
Middle. Exactly. You're not great. You're not terrible.
I mean, you know, I mean, whatever.
There were questions and some were answered.
Yeah.
Things occurred.
Yeah.
And now Steve is back.
Hello.
He is.
I don't know if he's ready for whacking, but...
Oh, boy. I'm tired.
Whacking.
Are you?
Yes.
You were up late, maybe, watching an exciting game?
I don't know. Maybe.
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
Frank Herbert, author of the Dune series, was born in which Pacific Northwest city?
Oh, Seattle?
No.
Bellevue?
No.
Bellingham.
No.
What Spokane?
No. What 2 snacks?
Portland?
No. What 2 snacks are mentioned in Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yes. What year of the early 2010s did the first Frozen movie come out?
2011?
No.
2010?
No.
2012?
No.
Oh.
Paul Pierce was a well-known professional at what sport?
Basketball.
Yes. The food chain Chipotle was founded in which decade?
The 1990s.
Yes. Musician Drake is from which Canadian city?
Toronto.
Yes. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of what number?
13?
Yes. In poker, what is the second strongest hand you can get?
A royal flush.
No.
Cards above cards.
No.
That's it.
Moneymaker.
No. Nick Carter was a member of which boy band?
Nick Carter Backstreet Boys?
Yes. Ugh. How many moons does Mercury have?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
No. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win, Steve. 6-5.
Hey, sorry, Josh.
You. Squeaked by.
It's 15 and me. Not one by
the dust. No, I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah. He screamed, his phone sucked. The end.
Yep.
Now, the early 2010s year that Frozen came out, you basically said everything but the right one.
2013.
Right? Yep, exactly. Josh did know that the second strongest hand you can get in poker is the straight flush.
Straight flush.
Yes.
Royal is the first, the best hand, Steve.
Exactly.
So you were close.
Hey, at least I got something right.
I know.
Yeah. Well, not really, but I said a thing.
You've got one of those three answers you gave was exactly a thing.
I said a thing.
Does
anybody want to fashion a guess how many moons Mercury has?
I didn't really know they had moons, so I'm going to say none.
You would be correct then.
Oh, you son of a... Damn it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so,
And then finally, Frank Herbert, author of the Dune series, was born in which Pacific Northwest city?
I'm going to Ken Jennings this.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Boise.
No. Why would you Ken Jennings with Boise?
Well, because of the fact you said Pacific Northwest city,
mm-hmm.
and we said Seattle, we said Portland,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you would have said like a state. You know what I mean? And so that's why I went with the Ken Jennings answer.
Okay.
Because Pacific Northwest, maybe it would have been too easy if you said, what, Idaho City? Because we said the big three.
It's not Chimacum.
So I'm going to ask, should we know this about him if it's not one of the big three?
You should know this.
Is it Tacoma?
It is Tacoma.
I knew it was Tacoma because Rev, like he's from there.
That's so your Ken Jennings right there.
See, you Ken Jennings the wrong way with that one.
I did.
And, it's important to the guy asking the question.
Well, exactly, he said Pacific Northwest City, so I guess that's what threw me off, but it was not bad. If you said what's Washington City, I probably would have gone with Seattle, Tacoma, and then you would have had to figure it out.
I was hoping something even more random just to see BJ go down the toilet. Like Kirkland.
Hump Tulips.
Yes.
Oh, if it would have been Hump Tulips, I would have actually absolutely done that one.
Port Townsend.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your win, Steve.
Good job, Stevie.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right. So someone polled over 5,000 people, and they asked this question. If you're meeting up with someone, and they text that they're going to be a few minutes late... How late do you expect them to be?
I mean, as long as they show up before the day's over.
Oh, wow.
A few minutes late. I'm going to go 15.
That's what my thought
I feel
was.
Like that's the, like whenever I'm running a few minutes behind, I just assume 15 minutes is that window.
Yeah, you know what? How about you, Vic?
I was going to say anywhere between 5 and 15, just because any more than 15, then you're real late.
Yeah, the most popular answer was between 5 and 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So since they're running late, to me... If you show up 5 minutes late, you're on time. I'm never like a stickler for time. Like if I show up somewhere for lunch with one of my buddies, like, dude, I'm so sorry I'm running late. And it's like I'm meeting him at noon and it's 12:01. I'm like, all right, no worries. And he's like, I should be there in about 1 or 2 minutes. I'm like, no, you're not really late to me. I mean, I'm not like your employer.
Right?
Yeah, that's so West Coast, man. Because East Coast, well, I don't know what it's like. I've been on the East Coast forever. But yeah, if you aren't 10 minutes early, you're late. That was always that was how I was raised. And I hated that.
Yeah, I feel like that argument applies to like work or like an obligation. I can understand that. Like you don't want to roll in right at 12 noon if like you're doing something for a job or some kind of a project. But like if I'm just meeting up with my buddies for drinks at a bar, I'm not going to get all worked up if they're not there on the nose.
The only time I get worked up is if they won't give you a table unless you're all there.
Oh, like all you can eat sushi.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for the rev. Not that ever happened.
No, not at all.
Excuse me. Ever once.
No, never. Never, never, never. Yeah. My friends and I have this Glimpse app, and so you pretty much can't even make up excuses because everybody knows where everybody is. You just look on this app and you can tell how far somebody away is.
You're like the stalker girlfriend.
Yeah, Alan, I would never use that app with you. Like if you're like, hey, glimpse me. I'm like, glimpse
nope, I'm
this.
Good.
Yeah, I used to think the same way, Steve, but boy, it's really convenient because then you go, all right, well, we know what we can do. We can do whatever because, you know, Schlemke is 15 or 10 minutes away.
Yeah, but if I say, hey, I'm stuck in traffic, I'm going to be a little bit late, that really means I haven't pulled my car out of the driveway yet.
Yeah, that's like, seeing that. Yeah, that's like that's a half hour late at least at that point.
The worst is when you say that and then you actually do hit traffic and then you're just like, karma just bit me in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love Glimpse because you can't pull that crap anymore. It's like, look, man, you know what I mean? So, I like to, when someone is, because if somebody is like a half hour, 15 to a half hour late, that's a beating.
Do you ever intentionally show up late because you just don't want to be the first person there? Or you don't want, or you know someone's there and you don't want to be potentially just you and them?
I've done that before where I've been the first person at a party and it's awkward because everybody, like it was the party was supposed to be like at noon. We showed up at like exactly noon or maybe a little bit before and nobody else showed up for like 20 minutes. And I'm just standing there like an idiot.
And they're probably still not even ready for the party to start.
No,
like,
I was
hoping. There's times where like, they're still running around getting things in order.
I was asking, hey, do you need help setting up? And they're like, no, no. I was like, please, let me just do something so I don't look like a dummy.
Can I vacuum your house?
Anything.
Just give me something.
Yeah.
Or just wait in your car for like 10 minutes until you see another person pull up and walk in.
That's the thing, Vicky. A lot of my friends are doing that now. We meet at restaurants. And all of a sudden, I get there and I figure, oh, they're going to be in there. And then I get up, and then it's, they saw my. Then all of a sudden, all these people get out of their car.
How about the
like
other side of that?
Waiting in their car. Yeah.
How about the other side of that though? When you're the hosts that are always on time, we've learned that like with our Halloween parties, we will say the time that we want people to show up and like do it like 2 hours earlier because at that point, it's like people always show up so late. We're ready at 5 o'clock. If we say 5 o'clock, we're ready at 5 o'clock. But then people don't show up till 7:30, and it's like. All right.
Oh,
what's happening?
Wow. That would irritate the crap out of me. But maybe that's a young person's game.
Especially if food is involved. I'm
exactly.
Like, I'm hungry. Show up already.
So I shouldn't show up at 3:30.
Yeah. No way. If you show up at my party 2 hours, if everybody did that, like, look, a couple people, whatever. But if everybody did that, no party for you.
There's been many times when it's just me and my girlfriend and Joe hanging out being like, where is everyone? No one likes us anymore. And then finally 8 o'clock shows up and everyone shows up. We're like, oh, hey, we're popular again.
That's wild. I couldn't take that. That would be the last party I'd throw. 2 hours of me pissed off.
Have you guys ever had a party where, like, as the time goes on, like, the party's supposed to be starting, you're waiting, okay, people are going to be fashionably late, and then 10 minutes in, oh, I'm sorry, I can't make it. And then like another 10 minutes pass, another person, sorry, I can't make it. And at the end, no one makes it.
Oh, that's BS if they do that, the right at the party time. That's BS.
Oh, I've had that where I set up the entire house. And it was like a girl party where we were going to do like a clothing swap thing. Everyone was into it and nobody showed up. And I had to clean up like a sad bee.
Oh, sorry.
It was traumatizing.
It's so sad.
You had to take all your clothes you didn't want and put them back in the didn't want pile.
I'm just like, crap.
Yeah. You should just put them all on like a voice, like a Skype call and just curse them out face to face.
Oh,
while crying and eating the dip I made for them.
Well, because they probably all of them, if they knew no one else was showing up, I bet some of them would have showed up. But they all probably thought they were the one that's going to be like, I'm just going to bag out of this, and no one's going to miss me. Not realizing that everybody bagged out.
Yeah, that was great.
Unless you have a massive emergency, last minute is BS. I'm sorry. I got no time for you. That's the last party you're invited to. You're out. Last minute, guess what? You'd be no minute next time. You're not even invited. You're out. Peace. I have no problem.
I got 1 minute. 1 minute left. Oh, now I got nothing left. That's it. It's a joke.
Sure is. Who am I, Justin Effin' Bieber? You don't show to my party?
What the
That's how it is at my house when people last minute.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, this is a sad survey, man, about us wasting our cash.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they found out the average person wastes over $70,000 in their lifetime on disappointing online purchases.
Oh, boy. I feel like I've been guilty of that quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You get caught up in the whole, oh, I can just order it online. I don't care, sight unseen. And then when it shows up, you're like, this is not what I hoped it was going
to
be.
Right.
Now, of course, we haven't been alive that long to really calculate, you know, like, wait a minute. We haven't had online purchases for that long. But what they did is they took an average of $899 bucks a year, because that's what we end up spending online. And then they multiplied that over 78.54 years, the average life expectancy. Boom! There's your $70,000.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little bit of a stretch, but it's still funny to think, like, on that level that you could be making dumb purchases.
Yeah, because, you know, there are generations of kids now that they've known nothing but online purchasing in their entire lifetime. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to stop. I think people are going to continue to be buying stuff they don't really need.
And until we get a worldwide agreement on what sizes are right, I think we're always going to have this problem. Because I'll order something size large, and then it shows up, and I'm pretty sure that it was like a size small for a child. And I'm like, I was obsessed with Money Heist, like super obsessed with that show. I bought like a Money Heist shirt on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Because, you know, I need to let the world know I love this show.
Yeah.
And then it showed up. It took forever to show up, and I realized, oh, it took forever because it's coming from a different country, and the sizing is different. So I got a size large like I usually do, and I put this thing on, and it was skin tight. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Just give it away.
Yeah, large is other countries, their larger people are actually probably mediums in our country.
Yeah, I think I needed a 4XL just to fit comfortably in that thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely. Yeah, we've gone out the door when it comes to knowing what sizing is. The most common types of unsatisfying buys are indeed clothing, Steve. So congratulations.
Yeah, I got to imagine a lot of people fall victim to that. Like, you're just like, yeah. I think I got the sizing right, or shoes. Shoes is a part of clothing.
You guys warned me not to buy a hat online. I did anyway, and the hat didn't fit, even though it was the same size as, you know, I have a big head, and it was actually too big. The hat was too big.
You don't buy a fitted cap online ever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, because a 7 3/8 hat could be, there's varying sizes to it. Like, I remember talking to a lady at the Tacoma Rainiers thing, because the hat that usually fits me fitted didn't fit. And she's like, here, let me get a couple more of the exact same size. They vary because they're handmade.
You got to talk to the old catalog people. There are people that used to shop catalogs, and that's how they would buy all of their clothes, the Spiegel catalog. And really what they used to do is they would buy multiple sizes, and they would have no problem going back to the post office and delivering everything, because they knew they would get the size that would fit them.
Yeah.
But, of course, they have to return something because they got multiple. That's the way to do it if you're going to buy things like fitted caps. You just got to order a couple different things and know you're going to send stuff back.
There's a lot of times these days with clothes, if I'll have it, if there's an option to ship it to the store, because it's usually free as opposed to shipping it to my house, I'll do that, but I'll order two of them, go to the store and try them both on and return the one that doesn't fit.
Ooh, look at you. Yeah. Smart shopper. Yeah.
Fancy. Very fancy.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right, so we got this survey, and what we found out is Danny's fancy. And we also found out that the average person wastes over $70,000 in their lifetime on disappointing online purchases. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe I wasted money on blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
We're going to get a lot of these. I can't believe I wasted money on my marriage, LOL.
Oh, there we go. That is a big one, though. You know, how many people go into marriage, Steve, and they just know, oh, man, I shouldn't be doing this. And that's a big ticket.
Yeah, and you're looking at all the stuff that you're spending on. Yeah. Yeah, if it doesn't work out. Yeah, if you look back on it and it didn't work out, you're like, that's a lot of money. I could have.
People know. One of them usually knows, but they're just afraid of backing out because everything's been done and planned and all that. But, man, that's a lot of dough.
I can relate to this one. I can't believe I wasted money on video games that I played for a couple of days and then never again.
Oh, signed Steve Miggs.
Yeah. Well, in all fairness, I didn't waste the money. It was my wife on my Christmas gifts. Because that was, I think it was last year I finally said, you know what? I'm going to have to stop the tradition. I do not need the WWE wrestling game.
Yeah, as I look around my game room from time to time.
There's probably a lot of games that you haven't played yet, huh?
Yeah, we call it the shelf of shame, where you see the one area of your shelf where you put all the games that you haven't played yet, some of them still in the shrink wrap, and you're like, this is bad. I have a problem.
Yeah, I call that my attic. Yeah. I just keep them out of sight. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't have to worry about them because I don't ever see them.
But he never wants to give them. Like I've said, dude, I'll buy them off you. Hand them over. Let them be played.
So they'll go to your drawer of shame there?
Well, you know what? I bet I'll play them more than you. I'll just do it to say I did it one time.
Quite possibly.
I can't give you a hard time because, I mean, I dropped $50 in that Pearl Jam pre-release for the Funko Pops. And, like, you know, I'm not going to put them up in my house. I don't know if I'm going to put I might just, like, store them. Like, it's just because I wanted them just so I could say I have them.
Yeah. That's that thing, man. You know, you just... And this instantaneous shopping that we can do, you know, just the click of the button is a
beating. That PayPal button is up. Because when it doesn't have the PayPal button, I really have to debate if I want it or not because my wallet is typically upstairs. So I'll be on the couch and I'm like, do I really want this Kraken shirt?
Oh, so PayPal, you're a smart button. Man.
Yes, I do.
So yep. you haven't tied in your all of your cards to your Apple Wallet yet, have you? Because now they have just double click for Apple Pay. So if you don't have PayPal, they sometimes have that.
No, it's, I have that as well. So that's a pain in the ass.
Okay, yeah,
because
okay.
of that reason.
Oh yeah, they're all getting to us, Steve. They're going, we will not make you go anywhere to make this payment, sir.
It's mostly like the mom and pop type websites, like you know, like they're not the big business ones because they don't have a PayPal or an Apple Pay option, and they make you work for it. So you have to type in the credit card info, and a lot of times I won't buy things because of that reason. But I think the dumbest purchase I recently made, and man, every day I look at it and I'm like, I can't believe, and I never, so I needed a leaf blower, like one of those leaf blower suckers.
No, you weren't that guy. Were you that guy?
What do you mean that guy?
Leaf blower guy?
Well, yeah, I needed more for the sucking option. Not the blowing.
Yeah. All right.
I needed more to suck than blow.
You should have called anybody on this show because we all suck. Hey.
Hey, yo. Uh-oh. So I'm like, I don't want to drop a ridiculous amount of money. Like, some of these are a little expensive, but I also want one that's just like battery powered. I don't need it for much, just to kind of keep the backyard clean, mostly like you know, random leaves or whatever. So I was like, I'll go on Amazon. And I'm like, oh, look at this one. It's like $80 or $75. It's electric. It'll do everything I need for it to do, right? So I order it, and dumbass Steve didn't bother like looking at the dimensions. This thing showed up. It's basically the size. It's like a children's leaf blower.
No. Nice, you got a dustbuster.
Woo!
Like,
good job, buddy.
I looked at this thing. And I'm like, if in order to use this, I'm going to sacrifice my back to because I'm going to have to be hunched over just to be able to get at this. And it barely sucks.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, this thing sucks how bad it sucks.
Yeah.
And it gets, like, clogged up. I tried it once. I'm like, well, at this point, I've tried it. I don't think I can return it. And now it's gone too far. Like, now it just sits outside. And I just look at this thing, and I'm like, what a waste of money. This thing, does no good. It barely blows. The whole thing, it's just like, I just basically took $75 and burned it. And I'm so mad at myself because I'm like, if I would have just paid a couple extra dollars, I could have got a decent sized one. And here I am being Mr. Cheap Ass.
So I will say this though: you could send Tatum out if it's the right dimensions for her. Send her out. She thinks she's doing the big kids' work.
No, the problem is it makes such a loud noise it freaks her the f out.
Oh,
so.
Boy, time the whole for Cocoa Melon again,
right? I mean, right now it's basically a glorified vacuum for my car.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, my God. That is so horrible.
And it doesn't even work as good as our vacuum.
I would have to give that away because to see the trophy of my own failure, and I've done that. I've seen things. I've thought, this is making me miserable every time I see it. I just need to get rid of it even though I wasted money on it because it's a trophy of my own failure.
I walk outside and I look at it, and I'm just like, why did I do this? Why? Why am I so stupid?
Every time.
I'm looking at Vicky, and I already can see that Vicky is an impulse buyer. I can see what she's wearing today. She's an impulse buyer because...
What?
Because that show. I mean, you went and you totally bought that shirt because you love that show.
I may or may not have bought two of the same one.
Yeah, it's a podcast. I know the show. I know Dark History.
Yeah, it's a podcast I listen to, and I really like the chick.
Right.
And so I bought two of the same hoodie and maybe her sweatpants.
Exactly. I'm judging you because, well, I do the same thing for the stuff that I love.
It looks comfortable, at least.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to the sizing thing. I can't trust sizes, so lately I've just been buying everything like two sizes too big, which honestly is really comfortable. I'm really digging it. So, but I look like I'm in pajamas all day. But
yeah, you do.
Or in a new metal band from like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Ooh, I just got to do my hair a little different. Yeah. I'm digging this look. But honestly, the one that always pisses me off is I was really into like the colored contacts for a while. And I went to Comic-Con and I bought the big sclera ones, which is the one that covers your entire eyeball.
All black.
All black out. I was super excited. I'm like, I can do the regular contacts. No problem. I can do this. I could never get them in my eye. So I had a friend who used to be a like costume, like theater person. She put them in for me, but they were so uncomfortable. It felt like there was dirt in them. I only wore them for like 10 seconds. She took a picture and I never wore them again. And they cost me $100.
Oh,
have
that
you ever
is not
worn,
cheap.
Have you ever worn contacts before?
Yeah, then? Like regular contacts, they're fine.
Okay.
But these cover, because they cover a lot more, I just could not get them in my eye. And then when we did, I think there was something in them, like dirt or something. It was so uncomfortable. Yeah. Kind of like Steve, I should have just burnt the $100 bill and just called it good.
Right. Someone just texted in about me buying a leaf blower that's way too small. He says it's all too common getting items that are too small. I call it, I got Amazoned again.
Yeah, you really have to pay attention. You know,
you got
to
read the reviews.
Yeah, I bought some cologne, and I scanned my old bottle and go, here's my old bottle, and it was a small bottle of cologne, and they sent me a giant bottle. Like, I didn't know they even made cologne bottles this big. It's Steve, 10 years ago, I did this.
Two hands to spray it on you.
Yeah. I still have it. 10 years ago, nice. I got this, and it's still there, and it's at least half full, if not even more. When that came, I was like, come on, Amazon. I mean, there are different sizes. I scanned the same. So you really have to pay attention. You do.
It's funny even that a person mentioned that, because I've been, quote-unquote, Amazon also with I ordered some grout cleaner for our house, and I was like, oh, this is a great deal. And you look at the bottle, and it looks like, man, they are creative with how they take pictures, because yes, the thing are. Looked like it was like, you know, the size of like a laundry detergent bottle. Like, man, I'm gonna have this. I'm gonna be able to use this forever. Like, this is, I could even loan it to my friends, all of them, and they could all use it forever. This thing showed up. It was about the size of like an airport bottle of vodka, like one of those airplane bottles. Like, I'm like, what the hell? Like, I got a shot of grout cleaner. And I'm like, but the packaging looks like it's like a little. It almost looks like you got zapped and got shrunk.
Whoever would need just a shot of grout cleaner?
Well, this guy.
Trial size.
Yeah.
It basically is like a travel size. Because, you know, when you go and hit the towns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, of course. You have that hit the towns.
And did you spend like the appropriate amount for a big one? So did you spend like a crap ton of money on this little guy?
No, I thought I got a really good deal on a big
one. That's the thing.
Deals are never deals.
Look at the face of the guy.
I got Amazoned.
Yeah, look at the face that thought he gamed the system. The system gamed him.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.